This week we're joined by assistant offensive line coach Ron Prince, and Ron's one of my favorite guys because he spent some time at the University of Virginia. How many years were you there?
Well, it was 5-6 years, and it was a wonderful time from 2001 to 2005, and it was a great time with Al Groh, and it was.
Charlottesville is a beautiful place.
I was just going to say it's a great place to live. It's a terrific school to recruit to, and we had some pretty good players while we were there.
This week, talking about your offensive line, because going into Green Bay, the situation was pretty obvious. You've got a quarterback with an ailing shoulder. As a group, I would have to think that you guys talked about that in this offensive line room that we're in.
We did. And one of the things, besides the individual talent of the players that we're going to talk about here on Green Bay's defense, their system and their scheme is very complex.
Dom Capers.
Coach Capers has done a wonderful job for a long time, and we took a lot of hours studying exactly how to put this thing together so that we wouldn't have free runners. You know, they have four linebackers on the field at all time, and they do a great job blitzing their secondary people, so it was quite a challenge.
And if part of studying that scheme, one guy stood out, and let's jump into the tape, because number one, Clay Matthews, who going into this game, second leading sacker in the National Football League with 9 sacks, and blocking him was priority number one.
It was, and in this clip we're looking at right here, we've got Mercedes Lewis over on the left-hand side working against 52. 52, there's a reason that this is one of the few players who's made the Pro Bowl each of his first 3 years in the league. One of the things you notice immediately about him is he has good quickness, but he also has strength to push the pocket. And Mercedes, fortunately, has the kind of strength to anchor there and keep him off the quarterback. But this is an elite player and an elite pass rusher, and he was obviously a top priority.
And you have a tight end who is an elite blocker, because there's not many tight ends in the league that can match up against Clay Matthews.
No, there's not. And, you know, so many of the tight ends now have gone to much more of an athletic hybrid type of player. And this is a player who has size, has strength, has speed, and is a legitimate blocking. He blocks as well as some offensive linemen, mm-hmm. and he has the ability to do a lot of different things.
And he can chip really well.
He can chip well, and he is a tackle's best friend. And so on this clip here, we've got a situation here where they have a three technique. He's a threat to pick Eugene Monroe right now. Mike Brewster has to be concerned about that. We're on a silent cadence, so you can see Eugene's eyes are working inside, and he has to be able to pick up number 52. And we can see what happens when Mercedes Lewis gets his shoulder pads on you. And not only can he chip a great rusher, he can still get out into the route with the proper timing. And so there's a lot that goes into this kind of thing. It's highly coordinated. Coach Brett Kowski and Andy Heck, everybody involved does a great job of putting all these designs together, and it's something that we work on throughout the week.
And you've got a couple young guys playing, Mike Brewster, Cam Bradfield, and this play here really shows Mike Brewster being a little nasty.
You know, it's really been exciting to watch a young man, undrafted, go through the combine experience, go through all the different things that happens to you as a player, and to show up here in Jacksonville and really been willing to step up to the challenge. And that's exciting. And when you have a guy who's undaunted about going into Lambeau Field and facing a really good player, number 96 here, and being able to get low and then being able to finish, that's what we're looking for. And I think he's got a great example right there to the next to him, Brad Meester.
Yes, he does.
And so when you notice Brad Meester's guy is on the ground a lot, and then there's the two of them finishing the play. And so anytime you get a chance to discourage those rushers, that's what we're trying to get done.
And your right tackle, sticking with Mike here, excellent job on this run block.
You know, this is an important play to show, because a lot of guys that pass the ball in college now, that's really become the vogue thing. Years ago, it was the opposite. Guys could run block and couldn't pass block. That's not the case now. This is a really good play to show not only Mike, Brewster, our left guard here, working up to the backer, but you're going to see Cam Bradfield, our right tackle, at the exact same time, two of them working skills that Coach Heck emphasizes each day, and I think it's really going to be important for us. And so you can see both players have the ability to get up to the second level, under balance, and then if their partner that they're working with has to come off, they can shut the defender off who's trying to run underneath. That's really important. Those are skills right there when you have athletic linemen that really translate into yards, and hopefully we can get more of that.
And Cameron Bradfield made his 7th start at right tackle in his career in Green Bay, and he is getting better and better and better.
He is. And I will tell you this, the thing about Cam is that he's a very hungry and humble player. Like you said, he's had some starts in this league. He knows how challenging it is. And at that position, you're going to face great players every week. And you don't always get the kind of help that the center can give to a guard or et cetera. We saw Mercedes helping Eugene a second ago. Every now and then you'll get a back helping out. I think this is a good example here of Cam setting with balance and patience and really doing a nice job of playing underneath and behind his pads there. And then there's the finish that Coach Mularkey wants to see. And that's really what we're looking for right there, a young player to not only do his job, but then do the extra and try to really finish the guy he's playing against.
All right, this week you got the Detroit Lions, and we're just about out of time here. There's three players that clearly stand out for the Detroit Lions. Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, and Kyle Vandenbosch, who's a great effort player. Show us these guys.
Yeah, I think you're going to see right here Ndamukong Suh, number 90, working against the right guard and tackle, beating a double team, finishing into the backfield. They have the strength to grab Jay Cutler by his arm, and then this is the tackle that so many people talked about. You're going to see here Nick Fairley on the left working against the guard, a good inside move, finishing on Michael Vick in the pocket. You know, the back's unable to help him. And then you're going to see a player here. I have a lot of respect for these players who've done it for a lot of years, and they're very successful. And this is Vandenbosch working against a very highly regarded first-round tackle, Khalil, out of USC, and finishing on Christian Ponder. And these are the kind of plays that when you have a guy who does have that kind of effort but awareness, it's hard to convert those red zone scrambles into touchdowns.